Our 10-minute speaker is Moose M. from San Diego.
Hello, my name is Moose. I'm an alcoholic. I have a sobriety date. It's 12-24-2010. I have a home group. It's Solana Beach Men's on Monday night. I have a sponsor. I sponsor guys, and I'm open to sponsor guys when I don't have anyone in the steps. So what was like? I grew up in a small town in Santa Barbara County. Great childhood. A lot of sports were involved. Tried alcohol in a lot of forms up until I was about 19 years old, and then it kind of kicked in. I drank alcoholically from that point for about 19 years, it was a lot of fun. Alcohol was magic for me, especially early on. I was able to dance, talk to her. I was funnier. Definitely was comfortable. The fears just melted away for me. To be able to deal with everybody in life. The last 5 years of my drinking, a lot of tragic, unfortunate, sad things that I did in my life with my family. I have four children and a wife at home, and I wasn't the father and the person that I wanted to be. And I solemnly swore I wasn't going to drink this time. This time I mean business. It's done. I would have to be crazy to continue drinking. And time again, I would fail that solemn oath to anyone and everyone that would was still talking to me at that point. I did have a job, cars, small bank account. I didn't do a lot of jail time. It's not in my my experience. Three DUIs doesn't make me an alcoholic. But the obsession to keep drinking, no matter what, was my problem. And coming in, I had a coworker, a great example of Alcoholics Anonymous, shed some light and introduced me to a group of men. The light was shown. Hey, there's a solution to this. And up until this point, I absolutely didn't need your solution of a problem I didn't have. I got this, I was finally open enough a little bit to kind of listen to another way of doing things, because my way just wasn't working. I failed over the course of a little over a year. I kept on drinking. I wasn't honest with my sponsor. I wasn't transparent with the other guys. I would lie about the smallest little things. I kept on drinking. I was like, oh, I must be one of the hopeless variety. I just can't get this thing. I was telling people how much I wanted this thing. I wanted to be sober, but I just kept on drinking and doing things. A guy after a meeting one night asked me to look up the definitions of wanting, because I said probably, well, I want this thing 17 times in a matter of 5 seconds to him. And he said, look up the word willingness when you get home tonight. I looked up, it was completely polar opposites of definitions. And from that point on, that was 2010, I started to be willing and transparent and honest. I went through the steps honestly and thoroughly. I was open-minded. Today, life's a little bit different. I could hang out. I didn't know coming in here what life was going to be like without taking some sort of alcohol into my body, because I've done that, for fun. That was what I did in all, whether it was work, whether it was play, whether it was weekend, whether it was vacation. Alcohol was involved in some fashion of everything that I did in life. And so to try to live life without alcohol, last night I played poker with some sober members of Alcoholics, and we had a great time. We talked about a bunch of things, and we just enjoyed each other's company. Today I can do that. The steps, when I did an honest fifth step with my sponsor, I was able to realize that there was a lot of things, in my step four and five that were the reasons and core causes that I drank. The spiritual malady that was explained to me You know, I got that, and the light bulb kind of went out when, you know, I didn't know what a malady was. So those of you that don't know what a malady is, it's a sickness, and a spiritual sickness. I called it demons before coming in here. So I didn't know what was causing me to do these freaking weird things. It kind of, there was some, lightness to my step after my step five. I felt a part of, I could look at people in the eyes. I was moving forward with the program, and that was the first time I got some hope that I can actually live a life day to day without the use of alcohol. I continue with the steps. Today I still do, step nine. There's financial amends that, it'll take me the rest of my life to keep moving forward, and that's okay. You know, I just can't delay. You know, when I have the opportunity, I have to keep moving forward with the steps. Today I pray. I'm not the best at meditating, but I feel amazing when I do implement that on a day-to-day basis. It allows me to be calm, to take life in, you know, as life happens. I've dealt with getting cancer. I've dealt with my father dying in sobriety of cancer. I've dealt with some things and didn't have to put up, didn't have to drink over it. You know, I didn't have to drink over it. I'm able to be transparent with some guys and tell them how I'm feeling. And somehow throughout being transparent and honest the way if I'm feeling, it takes the power out of it for me. You know, it takes the power, the uncomfortability that I feel about those things that are happening. It takes the power out. And in the steps, it talked about me cease being mad at anyone or anything. And all those fears that I had when I wasn't drinking or I was drinking, there were way easier to show you in anger. You know, whether it was on the road, whether it was to the people that I love, whether it's people at work, whether things are going right or wrong, if I felt fear, anger was a lot easier for me to show. So I got to cease being mad at anyone or anything. When I meditate in the morning, I'm able to pause and not react. And that allows me not to have to make amends or make things right. I'm a thankful member of Alcoholics Anonymous. And I want to thank Joe for asking me to come tonight. And everyone have a good night. Thank you.